The U.S. Supreme Court has now cleared the way for the execution of state inmate Dominic Ray, and that has people in Selma remembering the brutal crime that put Ray on death row.
That was the news last week in Alabama. Dominic Ray was executed not long after that report aired. He spent 20 years on death row for the rape and murder of a 15-year-old girl in 1995. He was also sentenced to life in prison for the shooting deaths of two teen brothers in 1994. But in the final moments before his execution, his lawyers say he was treated unfairly because Ray was a Muslim and his imam was denied access to the execution chamber. Alabama prison officials only allow a Christian chaplain to be present in the chamber during an execution, as protocol only permits employees to be present and the Christian chaplain is on the department's payroll. Officials say they enforce this protocol for security purposes. Well, a day before Ray's execution, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals granted a stay on the violation of Ray's religious rights, and then Alabama's Attorney General Steve Marshall filed an emergency request to the U.S. Supreme Court, which in a 5-4 decision last Thursday vacated the stay and allowed the execution to go forward as scheduled. Joining us now is Dominic Ray's lawyer, Spencer Hahn, from the Federal Defenders for the Middle District of Alabama. He's in Montgomery. Spencer, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
And what do you make of the turn of events here? Were you surprised that Dominic Ray couldn't be with his imam right before the execution the way that another inmate might have been able to be with a Christian chaplain?
I was surprised because it deprived someone of sort of basic human dignity. I wasn't surprised in that we're dealing with the Alabama Department of Corrections.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the Alabama Department of Corrections has, over the past several years that I've worked on cases, been loath to disclose their protocol or alter their protocol in any way. So I was involved with lethal injection litigation in which we challenged the use of midazolam, which has been controversial in executions in Ohio, Oklahoma, Arizona, and Alabama. And all along the way, they refused to deviate from their protocol.
And what is their protocol in this case?
Well, in terms of the religious leaders, their protocol appears to be that only the prison chaplain is allowed as far as spiritual advisors. And their position is that the prison chaplain happens to be a Christian. He could be of any religious denomination. In this case, he happens to be a Christian, non-Catholic.
And Dominic Ray did not want that Christian chaplain to come in before his execution because he's Muslim.
That's exactly correct. He wanted to have a spiritual advisor, an imam of his faith who could help guide him in his final moments.
Was he able to interact with his imam in the decades leading up to his execution?
He was. In fact, his imam actually runs a Muslim worship group that is located on death row and meets with approximately 10 Muslim inmates at a time. Bi-monthly, when they can get there. As far as seeing his imam, they are allowed spiritual visits, I believe, quarterly. Now, in the lead-up to an execution like this, he was allowed to see his imam daily the last 4 days of his life.
Now, you spoke with Dominic Ray right after the Supreme Court ruling came out. Again, that was 5-4, which greenlit his execution. What did he say about that ruling?
He was shocked. We've had stays pulled back that the 11th Circuit has issued, but we've never had a stay that was so what we would call the reasoning, and it was bulletproof, for lack of a better term. The 11th Circuit made all of the right findings and used all the right language, and it should have been a fairly straightforward denial of the Attorney General's request. And so in the hours leading up to the decision, we had been talking with Dominique, and I said, you know, I can't guarantee anything, but we're 99% sure that the Supreme Court's not going to rule against. And so when I had to pick up the phone a little after 8 o'clock and call the death cell, he knew as soon as he heard my voice. I just started crying as soon as I heard his voice. But he said he knew as soon as he heard my voice what that call meant. And all I could do was apologize to him. And he just was in disbelief. He couldn't believe that the Supreme Court of the United States would intervene to prevent him from having an imam present.
The Attorney General, Steve Marshall, lauded Ray's execution in a statement released last Thursday. Marshall said, quote, "For 20 years, Dominic Ray has successfully eluded execution for the barbaric murder of a 15-year-old Selma girl. Tonight, Ray's long-delayed appointment with justice is finally met." how do you make the case that he was denied a right that he should have gotten when many people would look at his case and say he committed some pretty heinous crimes?
Sure. And I want to clarify that we represented Mr. Ray in the end stage on his religious freedom angle. He has always maintained his innocence. I didn't represent him for very long, but I want it to be clear that Mr. Ray maintained his innocence. Mm-hmm. But with that in mind, I would note that I found Attorney General Marshall's statement to be ghoulish. It was essentially spiking the ball after denying a man the basic human dignity of having a spiritual advisor in his final moments. I would note that normally I try to avoid reading the comments under articles online because I think it encourages trolls. But in this case, it was surprising how many people said, I am in favor of the death penalty, but what this is doing is wrong. Mm-hmm. I was shocked at the outpouring of support across the spectrum, from the Catholic Bishops Council to National Review, from the New York Times editorial page to the Socialists of America. They've all condemned this as contrary to who we are as people. And it's how we treat people who are marginalized and in some people's minds deserving of a punishment. It's how we treat them that we're being judged by. And as I said in my comment to the media last week, we are better than this.
We reached out to Alabama's Department of Corrections and have not heard back. But the commissioner, Jeff Dunn, has reportedly said this is the first time the state has dealt with this conflict and that they will review procedures to examine if something needs to change. Do you believe them when they say that?
No, I don't believe anything the Alabama Department of Corrections says. The leadership there is not great. The rank and file officers, absolutely, they are doing their best every day. But the leadership at DOC, I don't trust them.
What do you think needs to happen?
Well, I think that they need to create a system that involves training up rabbis, imams, priests, anyone who is a spiritual advisor to anyone of any faith on death row. It is not, as I said in court when we were arguing for stay, it's not a difficult procedural task for a spiritual advisor to be present at the time of death. They appear at hospices and in hospitals to be there in people's final moments. And that's why they've chosen, or some would say they've been chosen, to do what they do. And Mr. Ray's imam was perfectly willing to put up with any training and any screening requirements that would have been necessary. It would be very simple to develop a procedure 90 days out from an execution, have someone designate who their spiritual advisor is, and determine whether they're willing to abide by training and conditions. It really would not be difficult at all.
In the course of your legal battle representing Dominique Ray, did you hear from others who have gone through the same thing in Alabama or elsewhere?
Well, so I met with his imam after court. We had the argument in district court, and he and another imam who made the drive up from Mobile to Montgomery, which is not easy, they came up to see this and they said, thank you for doing this. We have been treated unfairly by the Department of Corrections for more than 20 years. The gentleman who was with his imam said, we've been telling them that we're getting unequal treatment for Muslim inmates for decades, and we don't expect it to change, but we hope it does. I've heard outreach from other lawyers who have thanked us for raising this issue, but realistically, it's an issue that we have to raise. I mean, it goes to the core of who we are as people.
You have other clients on death row now who are of various faiths, some further away from their execution dates than others. Are any of them likely to face the same thing that Dominique Ray did?
Yes, absolutely. Everyone who wants to have a spiritual advisor of their faith is at risk of being denied this at the end of their lives. And as such, we have drafted a new complaint. We have a couple of clients who have expressed interest. And as soon as we've fully gone through it with them, we will file it. It'll be early. But I suppose in this situation, it's better to be early than to lose out with the Supreme Court at the end.
That is Spencer Hahn, who is Dominique Ray's co-counsel from the Federal Defenders for the Middle District of Alabama. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.